Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal about the region's top stories. The Biz Journal's Sonia Sorich joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We've had a lot of new restaurants open throughout Sacramento this year, from Downtown Commons to the Ice Blocks Project in Midtown. Now, a new report from Colliers International Sacramento says something that's not too surprising. We could be reaching a tipping point for new bar and restaurant openings.
Yeah, that's right. We're expected to see more than 200,000 square feet of new bars and restaurants open in the central city by the end of the year. And of course, that's largely a result of the changes that we're seeing in retail. Landlords are opting for cafes and breweries as shopping habits for items like clothing shift online. But Collier says there's a real chance of supply outstripping demand when it comes to bars and restaurants. We're seeing new restaurants open not only in Midtown and downtown, but also in places such as East Sacramento, West Sacramento, and Arden Arcade.
We've got some new housing projects in the works, which means, you know, more people living near these places. I mean, could that create a better balance of supply and demand?
Well, it is true that residential growth could support the bar and restaurant locations that opened this year in some cases, but that might not happen for another 2 to 3 years.
So I guess this means it's becoming a pretty cutthroat industry. I mean, what does this mean for restaurant operators?
Yeah, well, it reinforces the importance of staying competitive, especially if you're serving the middle market. Observers say you need to be nimble and adaptive to survive in the current restaurant climate. And there are also some implications for landlords here. Those behind the Collier's report say landlords need to be thoughtful about rents for restaurants, especially amid rising labor costs.
Let's dig with the food business. There's an unusual place that could be opening in the Roseville Galleria, a new locally owned business called Dough by the Spoon. And yeah, it's what it sounds like. They want to sell edible cookie dough.
These plans are still being finalized, but the business hopes to open in the fall. It would sell mini donuts, ice cream sandwiches, and edible cookie dough, a food trend that's popular in other cities.
So is eating cookie dough, I mean, I know a lot of people do it, but is it safe?
Well, to ensure safety, similar businesses in other cities used a pasteurized egg product instead of standard eggs and ready-to-eat flour. Now, the operators of Dough by the Spoon say their cookie dough will be made without eggs. And as I said, this is all still in the early stages, but it will be interesting to see if this idea catches on locally. Edible cookie dough has already made fans in places such as New York City.
And finally, bars and restaurants aren't the only things filling empty buildings. Charter schools are filling several buildings previously occupied by for-profit colleges.
Yeah, we've seen schools such as Heald College close amid financial losses and government scrutiny. And a variety of for-profit college closures put 290,000 square feet of space on the local market. Now, a report from Cushman & Wakefield's Sacramento office says that in recent years, charter schools have filled nearly all of what for-profit colleges vacated in the region.
But isn't rehabbing these buildings pretty difficult?
Yeah, charter schools require building improvements very similar to a regular public school. There are requirements ranging from public safety standards to compliance with the California Energy Code. Charter schools, of course, are K-12 schools that are affiliated with the local public school system, but operate under separate bonds and approved organizational structures.
Well, which local charter schools are we talking about?
One example is John Adams Academy, which found a home in a former Heald College campus in Roseville.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business.